This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
In the chat room, they've turned the State of the Union into a drinking game. And every time somebody says this is not who we are or says something about guns, you have to drink. You have to take a shot of scotch. I should be watching the chat room fall like flies. Welcome back, third hour. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Now, I see Paladin in here, and where did Jason go? See, I was going to ask Jason. Paladin, have you ever, now, the old ninjas, the ones that have been here for a while, I never indoctrinated them, but I mean, they've been the ninjas since the ninjas have existed. But Paladin, have I ever indoctrinated you as a ninja? Where did, don't go away. Tell me yes or no. Have I ever indoctrinated you? Because if I haven't, I need to do that while you're here. I already lost Jason. I don't think I've done Jason. But, yeah, drinking game. I like that. That's pretty good. This is the indomitable spirit of the American gun owner. Now, all gun control advocacy eventually lines up and goes with either fantasy or science fiction or out-and-out lies, okay? Barack Obama asked last Tuesday, if we can set it up so you can't unlock your phone unless you've got the right fingerprint, why can't we do the same thing with guns? For this very reasonable-sounding inquiry, you stand by then, Paladin. We're going to take care of that very shortly. The president was applauded throughout the media. Now, as it happens, there's actually a good answer to this question. It's not that the supposedly nefarious gun lobby is standing in the way. The answer is that there's no market for guns that work just some of the time. Guns are very, very simple things. Very simple things. And they're designed to operate as easily and reliably as possible immediately. Immediately. The introduction of electronics will undermine that simplicity, and to a degree, that's unacceptable to the consumer, because sometimes the consumer is going to be a cop, sometimes the consumer is going to be a defender, a military person. And Obama knows. Obama knows that the fingerprint software on his phone works rather erratically. Two or three tries to log in, occasionally it flakes out entirely and defers to the password or the passcode. When this happens on the iPhone, we just do a swipe and punch in our passcode. If that were to happen on a Glock, we're dead. We are dead. There's a reason that modern smartphones put the camera function outside of the authentication process. Okay? The comparison of a gun or to a modern firearm to any other commercial product invariably is going to fall flat. It is very true that cars have become considerably safer over the last few decades. At a higher expense, all of these things that are in cars that are required, you're required to buy them. I mean, does anybody buy a car nowadays that doesn't have airbags? Unless it's that Polaris Slingshot, which I don't even think that has two back wheels. But most cars have, you know, all kinds of safety features in there that you have to pay for, by the way. You do have to pay for those. And they have become safer. Research has contributed to this improvement, but it matters enormously that a car is not intended to hurt people, and that in a perfect world, nobody would be injured by one. Firearms are intended, whether anybody wants to admit this or not, and I, 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 completely unapologetic about this. They are intended to hurt someone. They're not there for me to shoot and say, look at these holes I punch in paper. They're not there for me to go out and shoot ducks. They're not out there for me to do anything other than shoot people. Sometimes those people may be shooting at me. They may be shooting at me proactively. They may have decided to shoot at me first. I'm lucky I may be able to get in that fight. Guns are killing machines designed explicitly to do damage to living things. In fact, they have no other purpose. And the salient question before any free people is not, are guns dangerous? They are. They're supposed to be. But who gets them and why? That's the salient question. So, this is not to say that nothing at all could be done to improve public safety. As a gun owner, I have a gun safe right over there in the corner. You can't ever see it. It's made by Winchester. It's not really a very good one. Is something happening, for those of you in the chat room, is something happening with the feed? Because I just saw something out of the periphery of my eye. It makes me think paranormal things or something's happening here. Anyway, I got this safe primarily because it weighs about 700 pounds. And if somebody can pick this thing up, they can get, this kind of safe can be broken into easily by somebody that knows how. It's not going to be immediately. That's item number one. And item number two, if they want to try to run with it, well, if they can pick it up and run with it, well, I don't know that I need to be trying to stop them. If they can pick up 700 pounds, take off with it. So, but on every level, when I'm carrying a gun, my gun is secured by me. I don't want my gun to go to somebody else and be used to hurt an innocent person, a child, anybody. And I don't want to even shoot a bad guy. Bad guys, stay away from me. I don't want to shoot you. Don't confuse what I want with what I will do, bad guys, but I don't want to shoot you. Most people I know do everything they can to maintain safety and control of their guns. A lot of people I know train to a very high degree as well. Training brings competence. Competence means you hit your target. Hitting your target means you don't hit something you don't intend to hit, which is very good. That's very good. At the national level, the combination of better policing and economic growth can help to reduce crime, and it has to a certain degree with the ascension of, I don't know what's going to happen now that the cops have been being attacked left and right, but with the ascension of better economics and some other things, since 1993, crime overall, not just gun crime, in 1993 is twice as common as it is now. Two-thirds of all firearms deaths today are related to self-inflicted suicide. Okay? And most of the people committing suicide are white people. Most of the people being murdered are black people. There's some questions to be asked there. How do you address those deaths? Of course, that is a question that remains. And it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one. In the United States today, suicide went up, but suicide by gun went down. And still, most of the gun deaths are suicides. Nobody knows the answer about suicide. Nobody knows the answer. I know what the answer is as far as crime. Half of the crime would go away if we would just go ahead and let families come back. Let the family structure rule. Encourage fatherhood, motherhood, all the other hoods in the hood. Yeah, we did that. Black America would take care of themselves. Black America is very capable. I have no doubt about that. Getting out there and saying they're not, that's an easy way out. That's an easy way out. I know too many examples to where I can get out there and say, no, they don't. Leave them alone and let them do what they know how to do, and they'll do it. They'll rely on it. Get them out. Let them get out of the welfare state and let them stay out of it. We're never going to completely eradicate it because we're talking about the nature of man. Nature of man is never going to change. It has never changed. Right now, we all walk around. Look at Europe. Look at Europe. They're afraid of retaliation there because they're messing with man's nature. They're encouraging retaliation, so they're worried about it. We will be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I'll get this number memorized sooner or later. This is coming to you, of course, live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Before we go any further, though, let's, you know what? Let's, where is it? Where is it? Okay, there it is. And we got Paladin in there. I think Raven's already been initiated into this. Okay, we're just going to... Paladin. you need to be standing by. Stand tall, because here you go. By showing up here, you have indicated you wish to engage, that you're worried about what goes on in this country, that you want the American dream, the republic. You want it. You get it. You carry a gun. You own a gun. You're the closest thing that the Founding Fathers envisioned that is actually existing today in these United States. And you show up here. You show up here to participate, to be part of everything. To be the modern-day Shaolin monk. To be the modern pacifist. You have a choice when you come up against something. You can choose to walk away, or you can choose to destroy it and take it down. This is the epitome of what it means to be a 21st century warrior. So, Paladin, I welcome you in all sincerity. You are a lock and load ninja. So you go out there and you just, you know, you can tell everybody that later. Sooner or later, though, you know, all of you are going to have to get tattoos. There you go, Paladin. You are initiated. Now then, I was talking about the series of articles that was coming out of the New York Times, and it keeps popping up here. Okay. And here is an article that was also in the New York Times. He is the professor of health policy at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Health, where he's the founding director of the Center for Gun Policy and Research. Read that to be that Bloomberg bought and paid for him. And he's out there. He's out there, and he's also got this idea about smart guns as well. So let me give you the counterpoint. This is, and here's the thing about smart guns, okay? This is a fantasy that is sold to the ignorant. Okay? And I don't mean that in a bad way. Not knowing what's going on around you, that's ignorance. Okay? Okay. Now, his name is Stephen Terrett. He says, many traditional handguns in the marketplace are essentially the same as those designed in 1911 by John Browning. He's referring to the 1911 Pattern 45, which was followed later by the Browning High Power. Well-established U.S. gun makers have been able to make this same product for more than a century with little research and development costs to cut into their substantial profits. But some West European startup companies have moved forward, incorporating technology to create smart guns, also called personalized or child-proof guns, that are safer and more reliable, that are a safer and more reliable product. The technology involves fingerprint identification, as used on many cell phones, or radio frequency identification, like keyless entry and ignition on many cars, to allow only authorized people to fire the guns. For a smart gun using radio frequency identification, a chip is embedded in a watch, a bracelet, a ring, worn by the authorized user to enable the firing mechanism. They can be programmed to recognize more than one person, so the gun can be fired by the owner's spouse. No, not if it has a radio frequency embedded chip, idiot. That's the biometric thing. See, here we go. He writes that a study of accidental shootings found that 37% could have been prevented if the guns involved had identification technology. I have no idea how they would come to that conclusion. But that's what the Bloomberg School of Public Health does. They make up statistics because Bloomberg pays them to. Now, because of substantial consumer interest in a safer gun, the American companies now face a threat of lost revenue. So the Trade Association of Domestic Gun Makers, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, located in Newtown, Connecticut, and the National Rifle Association are waging a smear campaign against those safer guns. How many of the 33,636 American lives taken by gun suicides and homicides and accidental shootings in 2014, the latest year for which complete data are available, would have been saved if these guns were on the marketplace? Probably none. Probably none. He writes the exact number is not known because smart guns are not yet widely available. One study of accidental shootings found that Guns stolen in home burglaries, if they were personalized, would have no value on the illicit market. As if, listen, here's the thing about these things, okay? These electronics they're describing are meant to be in between the firing mechanism and the firing and the trigger, okay? And all you have to do is move them out of the way. Pull them out of the way, because anything designed today is going to be based off of this basic gun pattern that we have right now. And it's completely redeemable. Now, he writes that President Obama recently ordered the Departments of Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security to expedite the deployment of gun safety technology to reduce the unauthorized use of firearms. Not a bad idea. I would start with the Bureau of Land Management and the DEA and all these guys that seem to have a penchant for getting their service weapons stolen and then they show up in a murder. Let's start with them. Then when we look at, you know, the cops, there was a decrease, I think, this year in cops killed in 2015. With that number, when we start making them carry something that is completely unreliable, completely untested, I mean, one of the reasons, he's out there, he's talking about, well, the substantial profits. Yeah. That's what happens when you go through the R&D period. Once you get to a certain point, then you're making profit. That's the way that works. This is the basis behind all of free enterprise. He says this common sense approach to saving lives through technology will not interfere with anyone's Second Amendment rights. Okay, dude. Oh, gosh. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this only once, okay? Smart guns are dumb. They're a dumb idea. There was recently a discussion about which gun, and the reason I carry the guns that I carry are because they have fewer moving parts. I like simple. Fewer parts means fewer things to break. I'm good with that. I'm real good with fewer parts and fewer parts to break. When we get back, we're going to talk about how dumb the technology is. Just so we all know and we're all on the same page, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Here we go. Let's take on Smart Gun, shall we? This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA Studio. And this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. The biggest thing about Smart Guns is that those who are pushing this technology would never use one. And those that use a gun on a regular basis or know anything about them have absolutely zero interest in the technology, and that is the easiest way to sum it up. The general theory behind smart guns is they can be tied to some sort of sensor technology that will allow them to work for the proper individual. Now, like where you see most of these, like James Bond or whatever, they're fantasy objects. They're not. And, you know, let's look at the metrics of this. Somebody's going to go out and buy a gun tonight. Somebody's going to go to Academy Sports or wherever they're going to go. First thing they're going to look for is reliability. They want one that is going to work 100% of the time. Every time they pull the trigger, it needs to work. There are many different ways to figure out which gun that is. There's many different ways to make that pick, and there's many different price points to get them. It must be able to be fired by either hand or both hands, sometimes at an odd angle with less than a perfect grip, and it has the cycle every time you pull the trigger if it is a semi-auto. It needs to run reliably, though. It needs to, you know, 500 rounds without a stoppage is a general rule of thumb that I apply. It needs to have sufficient power. Now, understand this about handguns. Handguns are poor stoppers. But they need to at least penetrate 12 to 18 inches into ballistic gelatin. That's because in a real-life defensive situation, people often have to shoot through the outstretched arm of their assailant, who may be holding a weapon, and still punch through the rib cage or the skull to reach something vital to stop the fight. They need to be ergonomically agreeable to the person that's going to wield the gun. People are looking for handguns that naturally fit their hands with control, slide stop, magazine release, all that stuff where they can be easily manipulated. And they look for guns that naturally point towards the target without a need to regrip the gun. Then there's price. Now, depending on what kind of a gun buyer you are, you can go out there and be quite happy with some guns that start around $350 and say, that's all the gun I need and that's it. You'll go out there and you're trained with it a little bit. You get your permit, you carry it. You may use it in self-defense. You're probably never going to shoot anybody accidentally. It's going to be a good time. People expect to pay a mid-range price for all of the above features that I just mentioned. $400, $800, bring it in, being the most common range for a quality defensive handgun. You can go way beyond that, of course. I do more often than I should. A handgun that fits the sweet spot for those four factors for many users, and it's one of the most popular handguns in the United States as a result, is the Glock 19, which is, I've got a Glock 21 sitting here. Glock handguns can fire thousands of rounds between stoppages if properly maintained. The 19 is chambered in 9mm Luger, a very popular defensive handgun caliber that doesn't break the bank when you buy it to train with it. You have good magazines, tested magazines. 70% of law enforcement carries Glocks. It's a way to go. All put together, roughly $550. Now let's take the Glock 19 and look at the only one out there that's actually made it into the market. The Armatix IP1 combination. It is a combination, okay? The reliability of the Armatix, it is composed of a battery-powered IW1 watch sensor and an IP1 handgun, which also uses a battery. For the system to cooperate, both batteries must retain a charge. The user's PIN code, just like you have for your credit or debit card, must be entered into the watch, and the watch must be held within 10 inches of the gun to fire. We're already getting into problems right there. For example, most of your encounters are going to begin with you being grabbed. Your gun hand is going to go to the gun. Your other hand, where you would think the watch might be, unless it's on your gun hand, your other hand could possibly be defending you and getting him at arm's length so you can bring your weapon up and shoot him. The system, which requires the handgun to be within 10 inches of the watch, is guaranteed to fail 50% of the time in practical combat by design. There are many instances in realistic scenarios where you may need to switch gun hands or have your hands apart, like, you know, having to defend yourself. And, in such a scenario, it will fail 100% of the time by design. If the student needs to switch hands and fire his weapon one-handed, the gun will once again fail by design. There is nothing at all that will prevent a bad guy from using the gun against its original owner in a struggle over the weapon if the pistol is within 10 inches of the watch. Put in the very kindest possible terms, the IP1 isn't reliable and it's not very smart. Power. Because of the electronics and because of the violence of a cycling slide which occurs when you pull the trigger, the electronics are very fragile, and they can only withstand the impact of firing a .22 long rifle cartridge. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to be shot with a .22, and I'm also not going to be going out there going, I'm going to buy a .22 for my self-defense handgun. That's all I need is .22. It is not adequate. It is not adequate in my opinion. Ergonomics. The IP1 it looks slick. It looks like it's smooth. It has no checkering. It has no texture or anything else. That's important. You're not going to be fighting all the time in a very dry environment. You might get shot somewhere where you can still retain the grip, although I don't know how that would actually happen. A lot of people do. You got a stipple in case you get shot in that arm, and then your hand will get wet from blood, and you can retain positive grip on it. And I'm always raising my hand going, what about when I go into shock? Nobody ever answers that one. So it lacks ergonomics. It doesn't have power. It is not practical. It's not reliable. The price. The IP1 combo costs $1,800. It hits none of the sweet spots listed as something something I would buy. These are an idea that are only championed by people who will never buy a handgun. There is no market for them, and therefore the industry has no interest in making them. If we were pining for these things, you think they would make them? Yeah. The NRA, which is made up of gun owners, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, made up of firearms manufacturers, do not oppose smart gun development. They simply oppose anti-gun politicians who would attempt to mandate that this is the only gun we could buy. That's it. If they want to force the military or law enforcement to carry it, I guess they can. Although they're going to get a lot of military and law enforcement people killed. So there is no commercial market for them, so quit trying to force them down our throats, would you please? Move on to something else. You got to be more than a one-trick pony, right? You got to be more than that, right? When we get back, as we segue back into presidential politics, since we've got the State of the Disunion address going on right now, we're going to look at something that Hillary Clinton got out there and said. She said she believes that white terrorism and police violence are as much of a threat as ISIS. So 67% of America, which is white, we're all terrorists, and the cops, who are normally the only ones that should be able to have guns, are prone to violence, and we are as much of a threat as ISIS, where, let's see, I'll bet you Vanessa, who's in the chat room right now, she's either wearing pants or a skirt, because she's a female. She can do either one if she wants to. And she's probably wearing a shirt that I can see at least her hands are showing, and we can see her face. And in a Sharia-compliant ISIS scenario, she would be beaten to death. And she's saying that we're as bad as them. Yeah. We'll get to that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is being... It's coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. Chillery got out there the other day, and she took part in the brown and black candidate forum in Iowa. And she laid the pandering on thick for her minority audience. She agreed with the moderator, who asked her if white terrorism and extremism is as much threat to this country as this, as something like ISIS. She did a little bit of rambling in that answer, and then she turned to the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995 and Hedaya Pendleton, the 15-year-old shot in Chicago shortly after performing at President Obama's second inauguration. She called the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building the act of a guy who hated the government. That's terrorism as far as I'm concerned. She also said, I think that when you have police violence that terrorizes communities, that doesn't show the respect that you're supposed to have from protecting people in your authority. That can feel also terrorizing. So there are so many different kinds of potential violent acts, and we have to go after all of them. We have to stop them all. It becomes higher profile when it's tied to international terrorism because that seems like it's coming from outside, not homegrown. Well, I saw homegrown terrorism in Oklahoma City, and I saw foreign terrorism in New York City, and I saw people grieving over the loss of their loved ones, and at some point we all have to come together as a country again and stand against violence. And do something to get the guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them, no matter who they are. You see, problem here is that white guys have guns. This is what she's saying. Now, there's a whole bunch more ISIS fighters and sympathizers who are inspired to carry out terrorist attacks than there are right-wing militias and anti-government extremists, even if you count Burns, Oregon. In fact, there are thousands more. They have oil fields and a lot of our weapons.
Yeah.
And the minuscule number of police officers who shoot innocent people, or at least unarmed people, raises the question, what the hell is she talking about? Now, getting out there, and she's also going with this whole unarmed means helpless thing, too. Unarmed does not mean helpless. It just means unarmed or not dangerous. Not dangerous is the key thing. Now, how many terror attacks have been carried out by white supremacists in the last 10 years? And how many attacks have been authored by Islamic extremists? I'm sort of sure that the number of attacks carried out in the name of Islam dwarfs the number of attacks by right-wing nuts. As far as police terrorizing communities, let's ask the residents of Baltimore how that worked out for them. There, the police there were too terrified to go and do their job. This isn't exercise excusing police violence against anyone. It's a simple recognition that situations arise where police are put in extremely difficult and dangerous positions, and they don't always make the correct decision. But they have to make a decision because they're charged with trying to protect the public, which most of them want to do, and they also would like to go home at the end of the day. Trust me on this one when I tell you. Let me go back to earlier in the show. Being dead sucks. Being alive is much better. I was only dead for a very little while. It was very peaceful. Being alive was better. Less peaceful, but better. And these cops, these rightfully want to go home. Her mindless pandering to those who desperately want to equate what happens in their communities with what happens during in Islamic terror attacks only encourages this false consciousness that's going to completely hinder any ability to stay safe. And, you know, this administration has fixed it now to where, you know, in Chicago, think about Chicago. Chicago is a ground central since the Sinaloas got in town. So they're ground central for the drug trade here in the United States. I'm sure they have ISIS there. You have black gangs there. You probably have Hispanic gangs. Hispanic gangs have more members than black gangs. Remember that always. I think the makeup is 49% Hispanic, 37% black. Okay? So it's not just black on black violence. There's a lot of Hispanic gangs out here too. Think about what it's like to be in Chicago with all of that going on. All of that. Big Paul in the chat room says there's 27,609 Islamic terrorist attacks since 9/11. Wow. It's pretty bad. That is pretty bad. let's see if I've got the time. I want to make believe like I'm going to be President Frady. Okay? And I'm going to be the one that's pro-life, and I'm going to be up against, I'm going to be being superimposed by President Obama, who's going to be anti-gun. So President Obama, every single year, more than 30,000 Americans have lost their lives cut short by guns. 30,000. Me. Every single year, more than 1 million Americans have lost their lives cut short by abortion. 1 million. President Obama. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have lost brothers and sisters. President me. Tens of millions of Americans have lost brothers and sisters, infants who they never got the chance to hold in their arms, never got the chance to read Dr. Seuss to, or to teach how to ride a bicycle, to share advice before a first prom. President Obama, in Dr. King's words, we need to feel the fierce urgency of now because people are dying. Me, in Dr. King's words, we need to feel the fierce urgency of now because babies are dying even before they have a chance to exit the womb. President Obama, I believe in the Second Amendment. Me, I believe in a woman's right to choose. President Obama, it guarantees a right to bear arms. Me, it guarantees a right to do with one's own body as a woman would, specifically with a pregnancy. President Obama, but I also believe we can find ways to reduce gun violence consistent with the Second Amendment. Me, but I also believe that we can find ways to reduce abortions consistent with the Supreme Court ruling upholding a woman's right to privacy concerning the baby within her womb. Obama, how do we find a place where people think requiring a comprehensive background check means taking away people's guns? Me, how do we get to the place where people think requiring a 2-week waiting period before an abortion means taking away a woman's right to choose? Obama, we know we can't stop every act of violence, every act of evil in the world, but maybe we could try to stop one act of evil, one act of violence. Me, we know we can't stop every abortion, but maybe when all prospective mothers are required to watch videos of live in-womb fetuses during the mandatory 2-week waiting period prior to their medical termination of pregnancy, we could try to stop one abortion to save one child's life. Obama, we know that background checks make a difference. Me, We know that 2-week waiting periods and compassionate counseling would make a difference. Obama. Since Missouri repealed a law requiring comprehensive background checks and purchase permits, gun deaths have increased to almost 50% higher than the national average. Me. Meanwhile, since the country sanctioned what amounts to drive-through abortions, nearly 1 million are performed every year. 1 million. Obama, the gun lobby may be holding Congress hostage right now, but they cannot hold America hostage. Me, the abortion lobby may be holding Congress hostage right now, but they cannot hold America hostage. See how it goes? See how it goes? Obama, every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. Insert crocodile tears here. Me, every time I think about those tiny babies, it makes me mad. Obama, the gun lobby is loud and it is organized in defense of making it effortless for guns to be available for anybody, anytime. Me, the abortion lobby is loud and it is organized in defense of making it effortless for abortions to be available for anybody, anytime on demand. Obama, we just have to be as organized in defense of our kids. Me, we have to be just as organized in defense of our unborn kids. Obama, if we love our kids and care about their prospects, and if we love this country and care about its future, then we can find the courage to do what a sensible country would do. Me, if we love our unborn kids and care about their prospects, if only for that first breath of air outside the womb, and if we love this country and care about its future, then we can find the courage to do what a moral country would do. Write it any way you want it. I'm going to do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.